some praise in the house. Hallelujah. Amen, amen. We greet every one of you tonight in the name of Jesus. The only name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved. Just a thrill to greet God's wonderful people. Red and yellow, black and white and brown. We are all precious in God's sight. Somebody say amen. Thank you, Pastor Grant, Bishop Grant, Pastor Hogg. These are all pastors. You can't forget. You can't forget that. Amen. Thank God for Pastor Claude and, Brother Brown and Pastor Thomas. He was kind enough to take me his beautiful home there where I am, sleeping freely and eating free food. You know, it's just so kind of him. Amen. I don't know about you, but I just feel happy tonight to be in the house of the Lord. Brother Dave, Brother Bob, all of my good friends that came to listen to the Word of God tonight. Let's just go ahead and have church, okay? Come on, that was low. How many of you are ready to make some noise tonight in the house? Hallelujah. Amen. I'm on my second deputation. I would appreciate you stopping by my table, buy a book. You know, I'm from Liberia, West Africa. You understand I'm not from here. I don't speak like you all. You wonderful people speak so nicely, so eloquently. When I start speaking here in my funny accent, you're not going to understand everything I'm saying. The secret to that is just stop by my table and buy a book. Amen. You see, the book doesn't come with an accent. A book is just a book. Somebody say book. Just buy a book. You want to read about Liberia? I met, Dave just a while ago. He's been in Liberia. I've read several books on Liberia. And I'm sure you will want to reflect his memory. Your attention is called to the book of 2 Kings, chapter number 7, verse number 3, and through the 9th verse. 2 Kings, chapter number 7. When you find it, say amen. And there were four leprous men at the entering of the gate, and they said one to another, "Why sit we here until we die? If we say we will enter into the city, then the famine is in the city, and we shall die there. And if we shall sit here, we shall die also. Now therefore come and let us fall unto the host of the Syrians. If they save us alive, we shall live, and if they kill us, we shall but die." And they rose up in the twilight to go unto the camp of the Syrians. And when they came to the uttermost part of the camp of Syria, behold, there was no man there. The Lord had the host of the Syrians to hear a noise of chariots and a noise of horses, even the noise of a great host. And they said one to another, "Lo, the king of Israel has hired against us the kings of the Hittites and the kings of the Egyptians to come upon us." Wherefore they arose and fled in the twilight, and left their tents and their horses and their asses, and even the camp as it was, to flee for their life. And when these lepers came to the uttermost part of the camp, they went into one tent and did eat and drink and carried tents, silver and gold and raiment, and hid it, and came again and entered into another tent and carried hands also, and went and hid it. It seemed like they are having a private party. And they said one to another, "We do not well. This day is a day of good tidings. and we hold our peace. If we tarry until the morning light, some mischief will come upon us. Now therefore come, and that we may go and tell the king's household. I want to speak to you tonight on the subject. I want to speak to you tonight briefly on the subject. It's time to end the private party. It's time to end the private party. Somebody shout amen. What I want you to do right now, just drop your iPods, your Bibles, whatever you have in your hands. I know some of you are taking notes. That's very important. Let us raise our hands towards heaven right now. And let's fill this place with some real noise. Open your mouth and begin to talk to God tonight. Ah, we thank you, we praise you, we worship you, Lord. We give you glory and honor due to your name, Lord. Hallelujah, Lord. Glory. Come on, let's worship you. Hallelujah, 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 Lord. We thank you. Come on, let's fill this house with some real praise this evening. Hallelujah. Let's worship God like we never worshiped him before. We say thank you. God bless you. You may be seated. You are a very nice audience. It seems like preaching going to be fun tonight. How many of you think church should be fun? Amen. When you come in the presence of the Lord, it's time to rejoice. The Bible says, let everything that have breath praise the Lord. The very fact that the Lord woke you up this morning, the very fact that the Lord woke me up this morning, amen, in our right mind, that should give a reason to be thankful unto God. I don't think church should be a dead, dry, ceremonial place. When we come in the presence of the Lord, we should loosen up. Some of you are not ready to preach with me tonight. I can tell, amen. We should loosen up and go ahead and let God have his will tonight. Yes, it was Solomon, the king of Israel, that wrote in Ecclesiastes chapter 3, that said, to everything there is a season and a time to every purpose under heaven. A time to keep silence and a time to speak. Somebody say amen. I believe we have entered into a season that we should open our mouths and declare the goodness of God. It doesn't make sense for us to come out of Egypt, come out of sins, come out of darkness, come out of the oppression of the enemy, amen, and come on this other side of the Red Sea and keep quiet like nothing has happened. I don't like people who sit in church and keep too quiet anyway. I like when I go to church to sit by somebody who knows how to worship their God. Because we were made to worship. Somebody shout yes. Amen. God made us in his own image to have fellowship with him. Amen. So the story that I read about tonight, it seems like these four leprous men, it means people that were full of the disease called leprosy. It starts from the inside, and by the time you notice it, it has already overtaken you. It's eating your fingers, sometimes your nose, sometimes your toes. It's almost, amen, and the sickness is noticeable only when it has overtaken you. These four men were declared to be unclean. They are an outcast in society. They are sitting at the entering of the gate of Samaria, they are not allowed to go in. They were in a serious dilemma. Amen. I don't know how many of you have ever faced a dilemma before. That word simply means anywhere you turn, it turned out badly. You turn to the right, it's wrong. You turn to the left, it's wrong. Maybe because of the disease of these four men, their wives might have divorced them or divorced them. Amen. They have lost their job. They lost their family. Amen. Sometimes in this life, amen, most often when you are in good health, you have a lot of friends. Somebody ought to shout amen. When you're in good health and you have a lot of money, you are on a good job, amen, you have a lot of friends. But when you lose your job, when you lose your health, amen, and you cannot be a social creature anymore, society has a way of putting you aside. These lepers were outcasts. They cannot go into the city. Amen. They can't join their family. Their friends have gone. I don't know who I'm speaking to here tonight, but some of you has lost your best friends. Some of you, amen, the association you had, you no longer have it. These lepers are sitting down. Amen. They cannot go in because of their condition, but most especially because Samaria have been hit by a serious famine. There's no food. People are dying. In fact, the situation was so grave until, amen, one of them, a lady in the city went to her friend and said, well, I have a baby. You have a baby. Let's eat my child today. Kind of sounds gross, doesn't it? And we can have some barbecue here going. You know, we can have dinner over my son. Then tomorrow going to be your turn, so we can, you know, barbecue your child. You see, the second woman was very smart. It's never good to be first in anything like this. So they did what they're supposed to do to survive. This is not about living now. This is about survival. Amen. When the survival instinct kicks in, you can do anything to live. It's not normal for people to eat or consume another human being. When you hear about human consumption, that's not normal. But when situation becomes grief, the abnormal becomes normal. Amen. So the following day, this lady probably got hungry. Amen. And went to this second lady and said, it's your turn, buddy. And she had hidden her child. And you understand how, you know, a force started. It started, amen, talking back and forth. King Solomon had to, amen, conclude the matter. You know the story. That's not what I came to preach about tonight. But these lepers are sitting down at the entrance of the gate. Amen. Then they came to themselves and said, why are we going to sit here and die? Life is such, you don't have to sit down until something happens to you. I don't know who I'm speaking to here tonight. In life, it is good always to be proactive. Amen. The people that are proactive, they're not going to sit down until something happens to them. They are going to rise to the occasion and take charge of their situation. So I like these four lepers. Yes, they were helpless, full of disease. Glory to God. They could have simply sat down and wait for death to catch up with them. But what I like about proactive people is they are going to rise in their dilemma. They are going to rise and they're going to take hold of situation. If death going to come, death will come. But death will have to chase me down. I'm not about to sit here and wait for death. I don't know who I'm talking to today. Life is not going to always be easy. But you need to rise to the occasion. Amen. The God of the city, you see, if we sit here, we're going to die. If we enter into the city, amen, the famine is there. And all we have to do is we're going to die anyway. But we want to do something. Amen. Don't sit down, amen, and wait for something to happen to you. You need to rise, amen, above your situation. It might not look good. It might not look pretty, but don't sit down and just wait for death. Amen. Do something, because it is in your action that God going to show up. Come on, go ahead and clap your hands and get happy in the Lord. Oh my God. One of them say, you know why we left with one usher? We can sit here and die. We cannot go into the city because the famine is there. If we sit here, we're going to die. But let us fall into the hands of the host of the Syrians. I'm not too sure if that was a very wise choice. Because the reason why the army, amen, of Syria had gone and besieged the city of Samaria was to starve people to death. We are not going to shoot a shot. We're not going to raise a sword. We're just going to allow the famine to kill them. For the lepers to have determined not to go into the city and not to sin, but to fall in the hands of the killers. I'm not sure that was very wise. But at least they were doing something. Somebody say something. Tell your neighbor, say, do something. Don't just sit there. Somebody shout amen. Some people just sit. You'd be surprised what happens when you sit down. A certain lady said, well, I'm almost 40. I ain't going to school because I'm already too old to go to school for 4 more years. Somebody said, but if you don't go to school in 4 years, how old are you going to be? 44. Suppose you go to school. How old are you going to be in 4 years? You got nothing to lose. Amen. But so don't just sit there until your age catches up with you. I don't know who I'm preaching to here tonight. Whether you go or stay, what's going to happen, going to happen. You might as well stand up. Because what I like about people that stand up, it means they are going somewhere. When you stand up, it means that you got something on your mind. So to stood up. Weak, but stood up. Sick, but stood up. Helpless, but stood up. Somebody need to stand tonight and say, I'm going somewhere. Shout to your neighbor, say, I'm going somewhere. It might not seem that I'm going anywhere, but I'm going somewhere. That's why I'm standing up. If I were sitting down, it wouldn't mean anything, but I'm going to stand up. And when I stand up, buddy, you better believe. Oh, come on, church. It means I'm on my way somewhere. No, I shall not die, but live and praise God. I'm standing up. If I let me tell you, I will stand up, I will die turning up. Does it make any sense to lie down and die? That be a victim. I'm not a victim. I'm a victor. If death gonna come, it's gotta catch up with me because I'm gonna be moving until death catches up with me. They stood up, straightened up their backbones, and they're moving towards the camp of the Syrians. Amen. What I like about God. Amen. He intervenes. He intervenes in the affairs of the poor. When you stand up on your feet, determined to do something, all of heavens move on your side. The angels move. Gabriel moves. Michael takes a sword and he comes to you. You got to move. Somebody shout yes in the house. Amen. Four helpless, full of disease, lepers. When they started moving, the Lord made the Syrians, soldiers, trained military men to hear a sound that wasn't there in the first place. God created a sound, a terrifying sound, like the sound of chariots and horses. God had to invent something because a group of people in their helplessness stood up and moved into the direction of the enemies. Amen. And all of a sudden, one of the Syrian soldiers said, "Did you hear that?" "Yes, I was hearing something." "Is that a rumbling of a train? Do they have a train track going around here?" "No, I've never seen one before." "But it's coming closer, buddy. What are we going to do now?" One of them said, "It sounds like a bunch of chariots." You know what chariot means in those days? A bunch of soldiers, trained soldiers. You know, isn't it funny how people's imagination can create pictures? One of them say, I know what's happening. Israel has hired the Egyptians and the Hittites army, and they are coming to fall upon us. God has a way of creating what is not there. So because when God is on your side, no man can stand in your side. God made it. What I don't understand about these Syrian soldiers, they were a world power in those days. How will you not investigate a sound? One would have thought these people would send a reconnaissance to go and check out a sound. No. When God gets ready, he confuses your enemies. Y'all don't want to preach with me tonight. When God gets ready, amen, he will shake up, amen, and he's going to send a terrifying fear in the mind of your enemies. And the Bible says the trained soldiers rose up in the twilight and fled for their life. Let the camp, let the horses, let the tents full of food, and the rain for their life. And when the lepers came to the camp, they saw no one. I said they saw no man. God will go before you and you will drive out your enemies. Before you get there, they are going to be gone. Not because because you raised a sword, not because you fired a shot, because we do not wrestle against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against power, against the rulers of the darkness of this world. But when God is on your side, amen, your enemies cannot stand. They fled and left all the good things in their tents. Not only did they leave food, but they left wonderful pieces of garments behind. And they left, I got a revelation here for you from the Lord. They left the gold and the silver. It seems like party time. But what I like about this story, they left in their tent. These guys have just come from cooking. Baked chicken. Are you ready? Are you hungry now? Some barbecue chicken, barbecue pork. Man, these guys have just prepared their meal. Don't you understand that right now God is making your enemy to prepare for you? Oh, y'all don't want to preach for me now. He prepares a table before me in the presence of my enemies. I came to preach to you. God will prepare a table before you in the presence. You don't have to pay for it. You don't have to labor for it. He will just take it from the sinners and give it to you. He's bringing you to a land where you will own houses that you did not build. Amen. He will make you to drink water from wells you did not dig. And you will possess houses you did not build. God is preparing something for you. I have not seen, neither has ear heard, neither has it entered into the heart of man what God has prepared for those that love him. You ought to clap your hands and make some noise in this house tonight. My God. Well, yeah. Somebody shout amen. These guys have not eaten for days. I'm talking about the lepers. They couldn't. There's no food. Well, the normal people in the city couldn't eat. Who cares about lepers? They're going to die anyway. These guys were dying, starving. Now they enter one tin baked chicken. I'm talking about mashed potato and gravy. Breakfast mixed with lunch and dinner. Y'all don't want to push me tonight. Amen. It's party time. Brother Rod, I can see one of the lepers for the first time got hold of a chicken leg, a chicken thigh. Ah, my God. And another one that said, you know what, I like pork chop. He just reached out there and grabbed it. Amen. And then it's party time. Let's. The Bible said they ate and they drank. One of them said, let's hide some of the food. They grabbed the food. They grabbed the garments. They grabbed the gold and silver. Can you imagine lepers, poor lepers, playing with gold, playing with diamonds and silver, grabbed it in their chest, the rain. Went in the bush and hit it. Said, let's go back again. Amen. And grab some more riches. And they are really having a problem. It was quiet. Somebody say it was quiet. Let's keep this party private. Somebody say private. Don't make too much noise here. The Syrians might come back. Or in fact, what's about the hungry people in the city? They might break down the gate and come and take our food. That's a scarcity mentality. Ain't enough for me. It's not enough for us. So just keep it quiet. One of them said, we do not well. We are not doing well. He said, because this day, somebody said, this day is the day of good tidings. It means the day of good news. You know what carry gospel church means? Carry church of good news. What does what gospel mean? And then he said, this is a day of good tidings, and we hold our peace in order with this quiet. Have you ever been to a party? The party was good. The food was good. But it was too quiet. Oh, y'all don't want to preach with me tonight. Too quiet. Too boring. Good food. Good people. What a party and boring. No spirit. One of them say, lest in this private party mentality. Why? He say, what we have discovered is too good to be kept private. And yet, even some Pentecostals, pastor, you can't get an amen out of them. They are having a private party. Don't make too much noise, because you're going to scare the Holy Spirit. You're going to make the Holy Spirit nervous. Just keep it quiet. But I got news for you tonight. It's time to end the private party. The Bible said, let everything that have breath praise the Lord. You are to praise him because you were dying of hunger. He brought you to the camp of the Syrians. He prepared a table before you. Now you are full of good things and you are still quiet. Some people behave, bro, like nothing happened. Is this a private party? Somebody say, it's time to go public. Hey! Hey! He's been so good to me. Ah, the Lord has done so much for me. I cannot tell it all. When I think about the goodness of Jesus, my soul cries, it's time to end the private party. Somebody show yes. You see, the Holy Spirit we talk about, the baptism of the Holy Ghost that we talk about, is joy unspeakable and full of glory. Some people receive the Holy Ghost. Nobody knows that they have the Holy Ghost. They are having a private party. It was never meant to keep it quiet. Go and tell it on the mountain, over the hills. Oh, come on, church. Tell it everywhere you go. Tell it on the job. Tell it in the home. Tell it on the bus. It's not time for the private party. You know, when I, Pastor Grant, when I received the Holy Ghost, I was in the eighth grade. I'm eighth grader. Went to church on Sunday morning, the Lord baptized me with the Holy Ghost. I was so much full of joy. I didn't want to leave the church. It was joy unspeakable and full of glory. Then Monday came. As a junior high student, I was the vice president for my class. That doesn't mean I was very smart. They just felt sorry for me. I mean, there was nobody else to occupied a position, so he just put me there, I guess. I was, okay, let that go. But I've gone to church, I've gone to school that Monday morning, and I took my seat in the back of the class. Because my name, I was using my middle name, Yarsia, you know, alphabetically speaking, I was way in the back. They had to do the seating, so I'm sitting there. And that day, Monday, everybody said Monday. That Monday was a peaceful Monday. The whole class was quiet. You know what? Normally the eighth grade class would be an uproar when there was what we call a free period. And you know who would be leading the uproar? Me. I'll be there making speeches and talking foolishness. I was the clown of the whole place. But this Monday, my dear brother, the classroom is quiet. Because my point here is I got a Holy Ghost. I ain't going to let anybody know. They're going to make fun of me. They're going to tease me. I'm keeping it quiet. I'm having a private party. And then after church, after school, because in Africa, we don't have cars like you wonderful people here. We had to walk miles. And there was a girl named Martha. Martha and I live in the same direction. So we were walking. And Martha used to love to talk. She's talking. Martha talk all the time. So I'm not talking. We're just walking. He turned and said, Edwin, what's wrong with you? You sick? I said, no, I'm not sick. What made you? All day, you just been quiet. I'm keeping a private part. I don't want for Martha to know. She's going to tell everybody in the school that I got Holy Ghost. So I'm keeping it. I'm having a private party. Then I said, what's wrong with you? Then I said, Martha, I got the Holy Ghost yesterday. She said, you got what? I said, the Lord baptized me with the Holy Ghost. And the reason why I'm so quiet, because if I open my mouth in that school, amen, I'm going to get a little louder and louder. So I'm trying to keep this under control. And Martha said, what? You got the Holy Ghost? And they change you that much? I'm coming to that church too. Martha went to church and the Lord baptized. So when the Holy Ghost speaking and talks. Amen. How can you keep this party a private party? The point here is, I got to tell people what I've got. It's too good to be kept a secret. You are a city set upon a hilltop that cannot be hidden. You are the light of the world. You don't light a candle and put it under the bushel, but you put it on the table that it may shine. Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good work and glorify your Father which is in heaven. A little girl, when I was in Maine, a little girl received a baptism of the Holy Ghost in the living room, and she went to one of our camps. When she went to one of our camps, the Lord rebaptized her with the Holy Ghost. She came home and told her parents, say, I've got the Holy Ghost at the UPC campground. She grabbed her two little sisters, younger than she was. She grabbed one of them, grabbed the other one on the right, and she knelt down right in their living room and prayed both of them through to the Holy Ghost. When I was in school, I used to sing a song. It's bubbling in my soul. It's singing, it's shouting. Saint Jesus made it right. I thought I could keep it quiet, but I just can't keep it quiet. It's bubbling in my soul. Just before I drove here, we walked into the home of an African. She's from Uganda. She said her back was hurting, and we prayed for her. After we got through praying for her, we asked her, have you received the Holy Ghost before? Evidence of speaking in tongues. She said, well, no, I heard people speak in tongues, but I've never received the Holy Ghost evidence by speaking in tongues. We say, you want it now? She said, oh, yes. You could see the smile all upon her face. Because the point of the matter here is, we're not going to keep our experience a private party in the Pentecostal church. We are right in that woman's living room. We say, you ready? She said, yes. So raise your hand. And we prayed a prayer of repentance. We laid our hand upon her. She lay back and started speaking in the heavenly language. You can't hide it. It's not a private party. Stop holding this thing as if it were your private party. It's too good. Somebody says it's too sweet. Somebody says it's too good to be hidden. You gotta shout it from the mountain top. Somebody say amen. And what I like about Holy Ghost joy, it rubs off on people. It's contagious. Tell somebody it's contagious. Watch out now. It's going to rub off right now on somebody. This is too good to be kept. Amen. The lepers finally say, well, you know, let's go and tell the king's household. What I like about this story is the fact that everybody within the city limit is starving to death. Pastor Roy, the guardian, I say, we might be considered outcast. We might be unclean, but we got the meat. Oh, y'all don't want to pressure me. We might not be one of you now, but we got the answer. Somebody say what it is. Say, you know what? We can take you to a place, because you see, that's exactly what the gospel is. That's what salvation is. It's one hungry man telling another hungry man where the bread is. We got to publicize this thing so much, brother. So the hungry, we want it. So they say, come with us. One of them said, okay. So how does the story go? We came to the camp of the Syrians and there's nobody there. You know, there'll always be skeptics. Well, let's analyze this thing now to be analytical and to be intellectual, amen, and to be psychological and sociological. So we got to wait. When you see a camp of a bunch of soldiers deserted, that's an ambush. The problem with us, we know too much. We know too much. Even when God drives the enemies, we are still trying to analyze. They are hiding somewhere. So when we go in there, they will come and swarm us and kill everybody. One of them said, let's take the chance. We are dying anyway. There's no food that we're going to die. If you're going to die 2 weeks from now, you might as well die today. Let's go. So they ran to the camp. Sure enough, their big chicken, pork, bread, whatever it is, mashed potato, whatever you like, gravy. I don't know if you're like me from Missouri. You know, you like this gravy and biscuits and so on. So, I said, this is true. And the whole hungry city had access to food that could save the city. Could it just be in closing tonight? That this Calvary Good News Church has what this city needs. And we are keeping it private. Y'all don't want to preach with me tonight. Could it just be we got an answer to the drugs problem, to the problem of prostitution and crime. And we are keeping a private party. It's time to end the private party and go public. I was preaching in Liberia, preaching a crusade over thousands of people. But what happened in that crusade, brother? There was a guy who couldn't sit. All through my message, he was not really disturbing because I had a mic. Okay, he's praying in tongues. He's worshiping God. That guy out worshiped more than 3,000 people. He had to be loud. He was preaching. He was worshiping God. So in my mind, and I was preaching about the power of transformation. That's why it was. In my mind, I said, after church, I'm going to meet that gentleman. He worships so beautifully. He worships more than everybody. So after church, I walked to him and I shook his hand. I said, brother, how you doing, man? Man, I see the Spirit of the Lord all over. What's your secret? And then he said, okay, but you preacher, you don't know me, but I am Joshua Blady, commonly known as General Butt Naked. Excuse me for that expression. This was a young man in Liberia. David knows about this guy that went to the battlefront completely naked, completely nude in his demonic form, and he would appear and disappear from the enemy. He was a fierce fighter. Everybody, amen, used to be afraid of him. Soldiers ran from him. Amen. This guy alone killed more than 1,000 people. He alone. Babies, unborn babies, mothers. He killed people and offered them to his false god, his demon god. Amen. This man, several people went to him, but I can remember one night when he had repented. I didn't know him. He came to a United Pentecostal church. He walked to the altar just that night. He said, Jesus, forgive me. I didn't know what I was doing. All the innocent people that I killed, Lord, please forgive me. Cleanse me from my sin. I believe you died for me. You are the one that can wash away my sins. Give me the Holy Ghost. That same night, God came down. Amen. Forgive his sin and baptize him with the Holy Ghost. He nearly all showed up with baptize him in Jesus' name. The brother say, brother, maybe you don't know me. I'm the one that did all that killing. I say, yes, I remember you came to our era. We all had you under the beds. He said, yes, but I got a story. Sometimes I can't tell the story. I just got to put it in dancing. I just got to shout. The Lord has done so much for me. I got to praise and I got to let it out. When God baptizes you with the Holy Ghost, it's not time for the private party. You got to go public. That's the reason why some people are worship others. Because the size of your praise determines the size of your miracle. You know how some people worship real small. Lord Jesus, I just thank you tonight, you know. For what you done for me. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. And the point of the matter here is, you say, well, preacher, you don't have to get that loud. I understand. But if you understood where he brought me from, have you understood my story, you will understand that behind every shout, there is a story. I was dying. I was a leper. I was an outcast. But see what the Lord has done for me. I've got to go public. Hey, here is a man who killed over 1,000 people. He was on his way to hell. And Jesus reached down and grabbed him by his hand and said, son, I know you messed up, but you are mine now. Baptize him with the Holy Ghost. It's Christ in you. The heart the devil used to live in, Christ now inhabits that heart. And you want me to keep it a prop? You got to be kidding. You got to be loose in your mind. When I think about the goodness of Jesus and all he's done for me, my soul, somebody shout, my soul cries, praise God for saving me. Brother Bloody couldn't sit down. He couldn't stand still. That's what real worshipers do. Their story is too good to be kept a secret. This is not a private party. Come on, Calvary Gospel Church. Come on, church. You got a right to make some noise in this place. Make some noise over the mountain, over the hills. I wish I had a worshiping church. I wish I had a church that could run the aisle. I wish raise your hands in the church right now. Every one of you raise your hand. Haba. Hororobo shikata la la baha. Hindelelebo shikata la 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 baha ya baha. Do you want it, church? Do you want it? Do you want it? Do you want it? Do you want it? Yes, it's joy unspeakable and full of glory. I cannot keep it quiet. I'm going to open this altar tonight. If you want the joy that I'm talking about, if you have discovered something that was shouting about, if you have discovered the goodness of Jesus, walk to this altar, raise your hand and end the private party. Ah, it's time to make some noise. I'm talking to you, Calvary Gospel Church, Calvary Church of good news. Come on, church. Come on, church. Close your eyes. Lift up your hands. There's joy in the camp. There's joy. Somebody shout joy. Joy in the camp. Joy. No, you will not die. There's food in Samaria. There's miracle in Samaria. Yes, Lord. Raise your hands and begin to talk to him. Thank him for his goodness. Thank him for his mercy. Thank him for his love. Yes, yes, yeah, 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 yeah. Thank him for his healing. Thank him for his provision. Oh, yes. Yes, Lord. Yes. Hey, 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 hey. Don't keep it quiet. I refused to keep quiet tonight. He's been so good to me. He's a good God.